This is Daphne Ashbrook, and you have reached a higher level of Nerdvana.
Just be. Hello and welcome to the show. You may be familiar with my voice, at least, from other Nerdvana Network podcasts such as Confessions of a Movie Snob and the illustrious Gamers Haven podcast. And on occasion, another voice has chimed in on said podcasts, that being the voice of my lovely wife. So say hello.
Hello.
So we are sitting down, and you obviously, if you've downloaded this or listening to this, this is our new show, Just Be. B-E being Bethany and Ethan.
Adorable.
It is adorable. and that's I guess we could say B-E-D.
B-E-D.
Diego is here, too.
We're not in our
Yeah, we're not in our permanent podcast recording yet. We just moved about a little under a month ago, mm-hmm. and... we're still getting things situated, but we're sitting in our living room. We've set up our mobile setup, and we're just getting this recorded on the advice of some very smart cats out there, such as the illustrious Kevin Smith, who said, just podcast, just do it. So we're doing it. But if you have downloaded the show, you're at least somewhat curious as to what this is all about. And this is about, well, me and Beth and sort of how we met and the wonderful shenanigans that we get into. And I think we're going to try to be getting other couples and other people in on this show and whatnot. But these first couple of shows are going to be just me and Beth and just us talking about who we are and where we came from, that sort of thing. So Beth and I come from very different backgrounds,
extremely different.
Yes. get people up to speed, we are recording on June 4th, 2013, so we're about 6 months into the year, obviously, halfway in. Beth and I got married twice, technically. that's a story we'll get into, but we've been legally married for over for almost a year now, so mm-hmm. July 28th is our anniversary. And we're inching up.
Oh, he
that.
Remembers now.
I do. It's the only way I'm going to remember my sister's birthday because it's also the 28th.
Yes. You know, so. We ruined her day.
I gave my sister the ultimate birthday present by marrying you, apparently. and on this show is, I guess technically we're also sitting here with our baby-to-be. Mm-hmm. Little Aria is the parasite gestating inside of Beth for another about 3 or 4 months. So we'll see what happens there, right?
It's definitely an adventure.
It's definitely an adventure. And that's sort of part of what this show is going to be about, is us coping with life in general, telling you guys stories about who we are, what we've done, et cetera, et cetera. So I hope you enjoy it. We're obviously, this show is going to be a work in progress, and things are going to evolve as the
show goes
on.
As you can see, Ethan is the talky one. So
I am the talky one. Well, I've been podcasting for 6 years, so... I know how to drive things. Plus, if you listen to the Gamers Haven podcast, I'm generally the one that that talks and keeps things going. So, hey, someone's got to do it. But with Noah added, he actually talks a good amount too. But I still have to direct things. But that's the Gamers Haven podcast, and gaming might come into it here and there.
We're both gamers.
We're both gamers. Yes, yes. But let's go back to the beginning, shall we?
How far back?
At first, there was darkness, and then there was light, and a cold gloved hand yanked me out of my mother. And in baby, I was saying things like, "Put me back in. It's cold out here. I don't want to be born in Utah." Sort of thing.
Provo, Utah.
Yes, I was born in the belly of the beast, Provo, Utah, Mormon country, or as anyone who's familiar with the 60s British TV show The Prisoner, as my dad referred to it as The Village. So that's a show I think we're going to be exposing Beth to as soon as we can, actually, because I think you'll like it a lot. But I grew up mainly in early years, was in Omaha, Nebraska. My dad was a sales representative for some stereo and audio video company. And that's how we got things like video disc players, and my dad got all of his crazy stereo stuff, but that had him moving around a lot. And I remember when I was a kid, we lived in an apartment. My sort of earliest memories are living in an apartment in Omaha. And we had, there was a jerk of a bully around that lived near us that always picked on us. That was never fun, but it was just a regular apartment, and memory serves, it had one of those, sort of like mother has the sunken living rooms. And I think we were on the ground floor, but it was so long ago. About my only real memories of the place was when we were in a tornado warning and sitting in our little hallway, and that's about it. I remember just sitting in that hallway being terrified that we were all going to die.
Those crazy tornado warnings out here.
yes. A little background on me is obviously born in Provo, Utah. Grew up before school years. I did preschool in Omaha. So, I mean, I was in Omaha, and then we moved to Salt Lake City very briefly. That didn't work out so well, and we moved back to Nebraska, and we were staying with my grandmother in Kearney, Nebraska for a little while, and then we moved down to Lawrence, Kansas, and that's where I stayed for about 25 years. Got myself out of Lawrence and into civilization of Kansas City proper. So, the Overland Park, Olathe, Gardner area. I'm very much from the Midwest. I have been to about the four corners of the continental United States. Like, I've been up to New York, I've been to Orlando, I've been to Seattle, and I've been to Los Angeles, amongst other cities and places. Beth is making our dog do strange things. It's interesting.
He's done it before, you just haven't been here to see it.
Ah, okay. Well, that's good to know.
Our steps and our couch are very close together, and the railing is open, and he walks from the steps to the couch. He's very lazy.
Yes. One thing, listening to the show, you'll find out we're pretty big animal people.
Oh, yeah.
We've got two cats and a dog right now. And
I want all the animals.
Yes. I think when I was a kid living in Lawrence, when my grandmother moved in with us, the most animals we had were four dogs. Four dogs, two cats, two parakeets, and a lizard.
Wow.
Yes. that was an interesting time. I grew up out here in the Kansas ways and went to school out here and did all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. Where are you from, dear?
Well, I was born in Colorado Springs, Colorado. My biological father was in the military and my mom was with him at that time. And then they moved shortly after my birth, I think around 6 months or a year, mm-hmm. Back to the Baltimore, Maryland area. And so I grew up on the East Coast, which is a much different environment than living out here in the Midwest.
So you really didn't move around a lot. You started in Colorado Springs, and then you were in Baltimore.
Then we were in Baltimore.
But that's
the city area.
But you stayed in that general vicinity.
Yeah, so there's like Glen Burnie, Annapolis,
sure.
Columbia, Catonsville. So, I mean, those different little, like, cities around the big one.
Sure.
So, that's where I grew up. I went to a couple different schools out there. I graduated from Howard High School, which is a pretty good school in Howard mm-hmm. County.
And I believe we had similar mascots.
Similar mascots. I had mm-hmm. a lion, and you had the chesty lion.
I had the chesty lion. I had Chesty, the chesty lion.
Yes, who is apparently a male.
That's up for debate.
But
really,
we don't know.
Yeah.
Let's see. High school, I was in JROTC for 4 years.
I guess he did have a mane, so he had to be a male.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe she just had a lustrous hair.
Maybe it was a she-male or something. You know?
Maybe. You don't know.
At both parts.
And then after high school, I went to community college for a while, and then my mom was diagnosed with MS, and so I stopped going to school and started working full time and kind of took on some responsibilities there. And then, got fed up with it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I had a friend that had moved out here to the Kansas City area, and mm-hmm. I came to visit a couple times and was sold. And so then I moved. I upturned my entire life and packed up my car and moved to Kansas. Mm-hmm. So
and didn't you come out here and then you went back?
I went back for like a few months and then I came back out. So yeah.
And you're like, wait, the people there are nicer.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there were some personal and emotional things that were going on at that time.
Sure.
So I went back out and then I came mm-hmm. back out here. And then I got into a terrible relationship with this terrible guy who, fortunately though, I was able to meet my wonderful Ethan mm-hmm. through.
Well, we'll get into that in more detail shortly, because that's a fun story.
Yeah. And then that sort of led me to meeting Ethan mm-hmm. and officially dating.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, there's that whole thing. We're going to go over sort of how we met and how we ended up together. And that's
hilarious.
It's a fun story. I've never really had, I have had, I could probably count the number of girlfriends I've ever had in my life, probably on one hand.
Not me. I've had way more girlfriends than that.
Yeah, probably. as you can see, you know, she's from the East Coast, so she's special. Oh, wait.
You can suck it.
Whoa.
That escalated quickly.
That did. That's all right. I don't want to go basically line for line as to my previous one.
Oh, no, they don't flames. Matter.
They don't matter. We can talk about that on your podcast at some point.
Yeah.
So, Geek Love Doctor. But we met, sort of through a mutual friend of a friend. I would never call, Michael a friend of mine. I mean, I tried to be his friend, but.
Sure.
That just didn't work out. I never really had a huge problem with Michael. It was everyone else that had a big problem with him.
He wasn't a terrible person on the outside.
No. But
when you first met him, he was very bubbly and positive, and you're like, that's the one I want to be around. And then later you were like, oh, you have some things going on.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah. Well, he was raised Mormon.
Mormon and his family was pretty messed up.
The Mormon didn't help really.
Yeah.
I used to be a Mormon, so I feel completely justified talking about
him. I don't think he's a terrible person. I think he didn't make good choices.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah. But anyway, I've never really had I had one serious girlfriend prior to meeting you.
Seven
years before meeting you, and we had dated for about 3 years.
Yeah.
After that, I went on a few dates here and there over the course of 7 years. And then, I started dating this girl up in, Canada.
Does it count if she's in Canada?
We did meet,
one time.
Yes. One
and
time.
It was terrible.
And it was terrible. It was awful. I've never been much on the whole internet dating thing, but sort of fell into this. I actually met her through, a podcast that I used to listen to called Old Games Considered. I'll get into those specifics on Beth's show. We dated sort of online. We had a lot of Skype dates, that sort of thing. Obviously, she was up just north of Toronto, I believe. Mm-hmm. She came down for Gen Con and complained said there was nothing to do and she was bored and she decided instead to write fan fiction. Yeah. and so after that, Gen Con being a fun experience for me, Gen Con being this huge tabletop game convention in Indianapolis in August. We're talking 30,000 people that go to this thing. You can find so much to do. She couldn't find anything to do, and there was that. Prior to that, that was in August. About in April, there you go.
Sorry,
that's the dog. Beth and I had knew each other through Michael, and for the longest time, I thought that you, I didn't know that you two weren't together anymore. Like you guys got hand-fasted and were engaged.
Yeah.
And then. you know, Michael didn't communicate.
Well,
so
this is pretty quick after the hand fasting.
Right. Now, I understand
that
now.
For people who don't know, hand fasting is a pagan tradition or Celtic tradition where people will do a binding of the hands where they will be married for a year and a day to see if their relationship will work. And so about, we hand fasted in September, and by December, things were pretty messed up. So it was not a good, it was not good at all. our relationship kind of.
I remember being in, I was invited to the hand fasting.
Sure.
But I didn't.
And you didn't
go.
Show up, but I had a dream about you the night before. So.
Yeah, I didn't
That's
go
not something
for,
most people know, but I had.
I really forget. It was dream. Way out the middle of nowhere. It was out at the camp, and
camp
I was like,
guy,
I'm not going all the way out there for Mike. So.
Yeah.
I didn't really know you that well, so it's like, eh.
I'm glad you weren't there.
It's probably a good thing, yeah.
The universe has a funny way of making things
happen.
Yes,
the universe does have a funny way. But, but you guys had.
He fasted, and then December he was supposed to come out to back east to meet my family. And the day that I was leaving, he decided he wasn't going to go. I was literally in the car and packed up and ready to hit the road in the evening, and he decided he wasn't going to go. So I drove 18 hours in the car by myself.
Did I ever tell you he was supposed to go to Gen Con with me and my buddy Anthony?
No.
About a couple of years before that. And he bailed on us the day before too.
Huh.
And we were supposed to take his car.
Oh, that's.
And he was supposed to help pay for the hotel. And he was supposed to work the booth that we were going up with the company.
Oh, my God.
Literally, we were driving up on Wednesday. On Tuesday night, he called me and bailed.
Wow.
Said his car died, but, you know, we'll see.
So I drove 18 hours by myself. Yeah. I had actually a really good holiday with my family. Yeah. My family is very supportive, which you know, of all everything. They just are loving and amazing.
Except that John guy. He's terrible.
My dad is awesome.
I have to retract that immediately or else John will show up and pinch me or something.
Yeah. So then I came back and, without discussing it with me, without, saying anything, he had moved another person into our home. a woman that he was sleeping with at the time. So that was fun. That was a good time. Things of mine were packed and.
Now Michael was polyamorous.
He was poly. I was trying to be with him to make the relationship work. But I'm not a polyamorous person. And so for me, it was very challenging. I was jealous a lot. And, you know, part of being polyamorous is having open communication about the partners you're choosing to
date. Some of our listeners probably don't know what polyamorous is.
Polyamorous is where you're able to have more than one committed partner. So it's not it's not cheating.
But isn't it that you have one main partner?
You have one main partner. So they're called your primary. And then you have secondary partners. So, say you and I were polyamorous, which will never happen.
No.
Ever happen. But if Ethan and I were polyamorous, he would be my primary partner, and then I would have another partner or more. Some couples have many, many partners. Some people choose to just have one other person that's involved in their relationship. Polyamory means many loves, and so that can be translated to so many different things. I think it's a really interesting dynamic if it works, but from what I've seen, it tends not to. Just because communication breaks down or one person tries to push another person out, and it can get really nasty. So for me, it's a non-thing. But I tried. I tried to make it work for him and for my relationship with him, and it didn't work at all. He didn't communicate with me. And so when you're not communicating with your polyamorous partner about your other partners, it becomes, cheating. So, yeah. So
you come back from this, a 36-hour round trip drive.
Yes. And part of the drive back was in the blizzard.
Fun.
Yeah. It was pretty bad, actually. I considered pulling over and getting a motel for the night, but I was like, no, I'm going to push through. Because something in my gut was telling me that I needed to get back. I don't know if you've ever had that.
So was he expecting you back that night, or was he?
Yeah, he was expecting me back.
And so he just didn't care.
He didn't care.
And now this girl had actually moved in.
And she.
How long were you gone?
I was gone for a weekish.
So in a week, with no prior warning or anything, right? Yeah. Not talking to you ever.
Yeah.
He moves this other girl in.
Yeah.
Okay then. Just so we're clear.
It was not good.
No.
And then very shortly after that, I was living with some friends of mine and started the emotional rehabilitation of of Bethany.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic therapist, Kim Bowie. If you're in the Kansas City area, contact me. I will give you her phone number. She's mm-hmm. awesome. She kicks ass. We had some very intense
I hope
sessions.
To have email addresses set up for us. You know,
yeah.
Ethan at Just Be and Bethany at JustBe.com.
So. Soon. Very soon. Yeah. So she was a godsend and mm-hmm. helped me get through all that. And then, probably what, April-ish?
Mm-hmm.
When did Kick-Ass come out? Cause that was our first
That was April. I remember yeah. it came out before, I want to say it was Iron Man.
Okay.
Was out. It was Iron Man, Iron Man 2.
Well, I was working overnights at Sprint and, Ethan had caught my eye a couple times.
Yeah, we met sort of in passing, yeah. at the first Can't Con. But before, I think we'd met
He's
a few
so
times.
Cute.
We met met you a few times before that at games.
Yeah.
Like you would come with Michael to some games.
Sure.
And I remember that, but that's about, I mean, that's about it.
I mean,
I was like, oh yeah, she's cute, but I also, in my Midwest brain, it's like, okay, she's also,
Taken.
Yeah. So that eliminated any kind of
yeah.
other thoughts for me. It was like, all right, done. Anyway.
I always thought he was adorable.
So I don't know specifically the first time we met.
I can't put a finger on it either.
Because I think it was just
a
passing meeting.
The very clear first time for me is the first Can't Con. Because
yeah.
I played in your game.
Mm-hmm.
And
so this was 2009.
Yes. And I remember having like butterflies the whole time I was sitting in your game yeah. with you. And it wasn't because of Michael. It was because of you.
Uh-huh.
I'm sitting there. I'm like, oh, he's so adorable. I should not be thinking this way. And I kept like not wanting to look at you because I was like, oh, he's so cute.
I want to say we were podcasting at this point, and I'm not sure. I think we might have the recording of that game somewhere.
Probably.
I'm not sure if we were doing it yet, but it was.
I think there was a
first,
reporter on the table.
It was the first CanCon. The first CanCon was
yeah.
3 days, and on the, I want to say it was on the
second day.
Second day was the RPG day,
yeah.
and we had three tables, and I was running Mutants and Masterminds, Golden Age,
mm-hmm.
Terror of the Golem or something
yeah.
like that, and you were playing the British
mm-hmm.
lady, the British. I can't remember what her powers were, but I remember she was the British agent.
Yeah.
And
I did a terrible British accent, so I didn't even bother.
Yes.
I think at some point I came out French, so I just stopped.
But it was a lot of girls in that. It was you, Becca.
Me, Becca, Robin.
Rachel.
Rachel.
It
was like all the girls except for Michael.
Yeah.
So.
I don't remember everyone, but I remember you were in that game, so.
Yeah. It was great. It was good to, I felt like I was starting to really get to know you then.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't really become friends until after the Michael stuff happened. And then I asked you to a movie.
Uh-huh. Was it you who asked? I mean, yeah, I don't instigate anything.
No,
I'm horrible
you don't.
At that.
So I asked if you wanted to go see a movie with me sometime. And you said, sure.
I like movies. Okay. And we went and saw Kick-Ass.
That was our first movie together.
Yes.
And we had lunch.
I guess that's our movie.
Oh.
Hey, it's a good movie. People
it is
can
a
suck
good
it.
Movie. Yeah.
I dragged you to some bad ones. I know
you have. It's okay.
Robin Hood being one of them.
That was terrible. That was like our second or third uh-huh. movie. And then there was one that we saw, and it was the last movie
see,
we
this,
saw during our day
the,
dates.
See, this,
our
this, this had to have been Iron Man 2.
Yeah.
Because this is after 2009, so it had to have been.
Yeah.
Because I remember that year was I was doing stuff for I was still doing Red Phone Zone. The first iteration of Red Phone Zone is that when we were doing the video podcast.
Oh, yeah.
And so they were doing that. I was doing that once a week and because mm-hmm. I reviewed Kick-Ass and our not Kick-Ass, but started doing reviews right after that. So,
yeah. So we went to see Kick-Ass and then the last one I think was Robin Hood. And that was right when I found out my dad was real sick.
Yeah.
My other dad, I have gay dads. Not everyone knows that, but I'm blessed to have two wonderful dads. One mm-hmm. of them who has passed on and the other one who is still with me, thank goodness.
Mm-hmm.
But I just had found out that, Tony, my other dad had cancer.
We'll talk more about that in another show.
Yeah.
I think, so.
Oh, good. You're going to make me cry.
You, sweetheart, cry? No.
I'm kind of about to. After we saw the movie, Ethan gave me this awkward, like, you know, there's like the regular friend hug, mm-hmm. and then there's the awkwardly long smelling your hair hug. And he goes,
did we meet for lunch before that?
We did. We went at Chipotle.
Is it Chipotle?
Yeah, I remember very distinctly. And you had a burrito bowl, and I had a burrito bowl too. Mm-hmm. It was, why do I remember that, those little details? Yeah. But yeah, and I think we sat in not the cinema suites, but the other ones, the Fork and Screen.
Fork and Screen.
Yeah, because I think the tickets were good, and I don't know why you wanted to sit there, but that was fine.
It might have been the only show.
Maybe
that was at the right time or something.
And then I grew a pair, and I sent you this really long text message asking you out.
That was like a couple days later, wasn't it?
No, it was the same day.
Was it the same day?
Yeah.
It was like that evening, wasn't
it? You walked me to my car, and mm-hmm. I sat down in my car, and I decided I really, really like this guy, and I'm going to go out on a limb. And mm-hmm. So I read out this long text message and said, I really like you, and I think we should maybe explore this, and will you, yeah. you know, let me cook you dinner sometime, or even...
I believe some of your exact... do you want to go on a real date with
me? Yeah, real date. Yep. And I offered to cook you dinner, which you didn't know how good of a cook I was at that time.
No.
And, or to go out to a nice restaurant.
Uh-huh.
And
I said no.
Well, you said no, but if I were not dating another person right now, I would yes. consider it.
I was cyber dating this girl in Canada, and mm-hmm.
I went to Gen Con and didn't have a good time.
Yes. This was prior to that.
Yeah.
I was being faithful, and it was like, yes, I liked this girl. I liked this Beth. She was very cute. And I'm like, she was interested.
Chemistry.
There was chemistry there, but I'm like, you know what? I'm committed to this. Yes, it's this relationship, but I can't half-ass it and go behind someone's back. It's just not who I am. Mm-hmm. And so that's my response to you.
You don't half-ass anything.
I do my best.
You whole ass most things.
I whole ass most things. I'm a whole ass all the time. I responded to the text or an IM or something like that. And I said, I think I said I was really flattered. And
yeah,
if I weren't in this dating this person or in this relationship, I would totally go out with you. Yeah. I would totally, totally date you. But I
was so heartbroken.
I apologize for that.
Well, I didn't cry or anything. I was just like, oh, that sucks.
And so then I let you down. Nice.
You let me down gently. Yeah, you were just like, no.
I wasn't like no, cat. I hate you. You're a horrible, horrible bitch.
Send me a picture of Grumpy Cat. Just no.
Yes, a picture of Grumpy Cat before the picture of Grumpy Cats existed.
Yeah.
That's like, I went to the future and found this meme.
Just
here. Ha ha, Grumpy Cat. No.
And then CanCon, what year was that? 2010?
I want to say it was the first public year. So that was 2010 because you were getting stuff for your mom from Diamond for me.
Yeah, that's true. And so we met a couple times after that so I could deliver stuff to you.
We did Robin Hood and we saw something else after that. Yeah. And then we went.
Which was really awkward.
It was very awkward. And then there was, I don't even remember what movie it was off the top of my head. And then it was several weeks before we.
Yeah.
We saw each other again.
And then at CanCon that year, you were...
Now, at that point, had you decided that you were going to Simpson?
I had applied and got accepted.
Okay,
and
prior to Kick-Ass?
No, I didn't get accepted until, I think, May. Yeah,
but you applied. You decided
applied,
you were going.
Yeah.
Okay, that you were going to go elsewhere for school.
Yeah.
Okay.
I applied to Simpson, and I applied to Iowa Wesleyan. and I got accepted to both, but I chose Simpson because I liked the school better.
Yeah. Okay. That's just to set things up here for the next couple of years. But
And so then Simpson happened. Well, CanCon happened. I got accepted.
CanCon 2010.
CanCon 2010. And then we were playing the Great Brain.
So I know. It's a Nerdvana Network show. You can't escape the mention of CanCon. It's just not going to happen.
The Great Brain Train Robbery?
The Great Brain Robbery.
It was like this train game.
It's a cheap-ass game called The Great Brain Robbery. And you're zombies that are... trying to rob a train that is full of brains and government cheese.
Yes. It's full of
and
cheese.
It's a hilarious, very fun, awesome game.
Well,
and is out of print. And
it was Sunday.
I want a copy of it.
And Ethan was exhausted.
Yes, as generally as with CanCon. CanCon takes 3 days, and by the third day, I pretty much am out of it.
I talked Ethan into coming over to play the game.
Yeah, because I was just working. I actually hadn't played anything.
And so I said, why don't you come over here and play this?
A lot of people were pissed off at me because I wasn't playing anything.
And he looked at me and was like, okay, fine. And then
I was like, I could argue.
I was sitting next to Michael because I was still trying to be amicable because we had mutual friends.
At that point, I thought you guys were still sort of seeing each other at that point. So, I mean.
But I was.
That's one of the weird things. Like when you did ask me out, I was like, I didn't want to get into anything polyamorous, multiple partner thing. I was like, that was another thing. Cause I thought you two were still together.
Sure.
And I just was like, I can't do that.
To be amicable. I mean, try not to.
But even up to CanCon, Michael hadn't said anything to us.
I can't believe he didn't say, well, I can. I can't believe he didn't say anything.
But I mean, we're talking
about his actions.
I mean, we're talking, Kick-Ass came out in April and CanCon's in July and,
didn't say anything.
Not a thing.
So then, so at CanCon, when I had invited you over to the table, Michael was sitting next to me and we were kind of conversing. And you brought your chair and you put it right between us, which I thought was really funny. And then you kept touching my back. I don't know if you remember that.
I don't.
You kept rubbing between my shoulder blades.
It was a Sunday at CanCon. I vaguely remember even existing that day.
Yeah. So
I remember the game, and I remember an award ceremony, and I remember lifting and moving lots of stuff, and then I remember sleeping a lot.
You were just very touchy, and I was like, I don't know if I should take this as something. And then I went to school in August. That's when I went up to the Simpson. Mm-hmm. And that was fantastic. I mean, that literally was one of the best.
And I don't think we really talked much after CanCon.
No, we didn't. I don't think we talked much at all. In fact, I don't think I had heard from you. And so I was just sort of like, whatever. And then,
I continued to
say my girlfriend's in Tri-Delta. Like, I hadn't joined the house yet, but I had started making friends there. And then I went through formal recruitment. Yes, I'm in a sorority.
I married a sorority girl. Oh, yeah.
I'm in Delta.
The dream,
Delta, Delta.
It does exist, boys.
So I joined Tri-Delta, and then one of my sisters and I were joking about how I was going to be a cat lady.
Uh-huh.
And we went on and on about the cat lady thing.
Before you get into the cat lady business, I mean, because that's after you started. So I was at that at the time, was after CanCon, the girl from Canada came down. She flew down, for Gen Con. We decided to go to Gen Con together. And, she flew in to Kansas City, and she was here for about a week, and stayed with us. And I was still living at my mom's house at the time.
Your family didn't like her?
No, mother said she met her for about 2 minutes and knew that she wasn't right. But you know, I have to, the type of person I am is people don't tell me things. Well, I have to figure it out myself.
Well, even if they tell you or even hint at it, you don't get it.
No. Or I don't listen, or I'm like, you know what? I'm going to figure this out myself. Yeah. That's the type of person I am, because I like to figure things out myself. Mm-hmm. But she came down, we drove the 8-hour drive to Gen Con. And I think we listened to the Count of Monte Cristo on the way out there. And then we went to Gen Con, and I had a great time because it's Gen Con, for crying out loud. Met up with Andre, who was out there. We had a lot of fun. Tracy was out there, got to see Tracy again. And, we got into an argument on the last day. Just like when you went to Gen Con with me, it's the last day I like to go to the RAM and have a farewell lunch, and wind things down, say bye to my friends. So I was like, well, we're going to go there. And I told Andre, it's like, hey, Andre, you want to meet for lunch over there? And he brought a bunch of his friends, and this girl was not happy that there were other people there. And she very much not a people person with multiple people or even more than two people. She was just not happy with that. Oh. And,
that sounds like a great time.
After dealing with 4 days of her pitching about how much she didn't like Gen Con, how she was basically just wanted to write some more fan fiction, and literally that's what she wanted to do, was write fan fiction. And after the first day, she was bored. Don't ask me why.
Well,
I have no
idea.
Well,
there's so many writing seminars and storytelling.
I was
things
like,
you can go to that are free and don't cost anything. You could just go in and listen.
Yeah, and I was sort of fed up by that day and, you know, hit my limit. And, she mentioned something about, it's like, well, I didn't know all these people were going to be there. It will be here. And I just said, deal with it.
Ooh. Yeah. You can get like that.
Well, and you know, that was me hitting my done point. I'm like, you know what? This is not a big deal. You can deal with it. That's pretty much where I was at.
Sure.
And so the 8-hour drive back was not a fun one. And I was forced to have to listen to some country music on the way. Ugh, I hate country music. Both kinds, country and Western. And we made it back and, you know, exchanged some pleasantries. And then she flew back. And then she went, we chit-chatted here and there. And for about 3 weeks or so after that, she didn't talk to me at all. And I was busy with school because I was just starting up. My bachelor's degree at UMKC, University of Missouri, Kansas City. Go Roos. And I received a handwritten letter from her that was about 6 pages long, I think. Ugh. And I'm sitting here reading it, and I don't want to get into what was in it. It just suffice it to say it was all a bunch of really whiny stuff that I was like, you know what, I don't have to deal with this. And I found myself
fed up by that point.
Yeah, you know, I was fed up, and I found myself just sitting there thinking, you know, I was like, well, I'll talk to her, call her, and we'll work this all out. Everything will be fine. You know, I just don't want to be alone. And I sort of stopped myself and went, wait, what did I just say? Yeah, fuck this. And I basically she sent me a letter. I did the courtesy of sending her an immediate email. And said, yeah, we're done, in not so many words. And I wasn't a jackass about it, at least I don't think I was. And I was just like, I'm not dealing with this. This is obviously not working. We're done. Boom. And that was it.
And apparently that same day you IM'd me.
Yes. And I posted on Facebook about it,
which is funny because I thought you waited a couple days.
No, I posted on Facebook that, I changed my relationship status, and then I commented on it saying, you know, I'm, these things didn't work out. I'm done. Boom, boom, boom. And I actually did that in hopes that you would see it.
Well, I was sitting on Facebook, but I was also with my friend Andrea. Because
I was thinking about you. I was like, you know, I wonder if I missed this chance with this Beth girl. I mean, she was very nice and she seemed a bit remotely interested. And I'm used to, like, if I get in a relationship and it ends, a while goes between them and of me, you know, just being myself and doing my thing. And at this point, I was like, you know what? To hell with it. I did a lot of passive thing. I did that passive thing. I didn't get anything. I didn't know if you know, we're looking or anything like that.
Well, I was
like
looking at cats. I was just my friend Andrew and I decided that
so yes, now the cats.
Be a cat lady, and so we were online and I was looking at all the different cats I would have to mm-hmm. be a cat lady, and we determined it's 5 or more cats to be a cat lady.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was going to finish my degrees and have all the cats.
And I remember I posted on Facebook that I'd broken up with this girl over when I was at lunch.
Yeah.
And then I had my next class, and then it was between that class and my evening class. I had like 4 hours between classes.
And you decided, fuck it. And I'm going to IM this girl.
I checked to see who had commented or anything. And I was like, okay, well, Beth didn't comment or anything. So, and I saw you were online.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, fuck it. So you were looking at cats.
I was looking at cats. And then you IM'd me and you were like, hey, how's it going? And I was like, oh, it's going fine.
Yeah, we chatted a few times on IM.
A few times,
so,
but
it wasn't like out of the blue.
Kind of, it was a little awkward, like some of the IMs, but this one was awesome. Because you were like, how's it going? When are you in Kansas again? And I told you that I wouldn't be back until I think our fall break. And then you said, did you look at my Facebook page today? And I said, oh, no. And so you linked everything to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, my God. And so Andrea's sitting next to me. My heart's a pitter-patter.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, my God, what's happening? Is this guy going to finally – do I have to be a cat lady? Because, I mean, I could give that up.
Because those are cute cats. I mean,
they're cute cats. And then you just outright asked me when I'd come home and if we could go on a date then. And then I think we talked for the
I think I said something along the lines of, were you still interested in doing a real date at some point?
Something like that, yeah. You know? And I was like, yes. I don't think I waited long to respond.
And I always remember I was sitting in the, it was, we were, I was in the science building waiting for my next class. And it was, the class I was waiting for was, my meteorology or my weather science class. And I was sitting there just waiting, just trying to find, you know, cause I had to find a spot to sit down and get Wi-Fi. And, you know, and I mean, I had sort of butterflies going in my stomach too. But I mean, at that point I was like, well, if she says no, I'm back to where I was. It doesn't matter.
So hard. It was like pounding in my chest when you IM'd me. And, mm-hmm. and then, then obviously I said yes. Little dog. Sorry, the dog is being weird.
That's what he does.
And so then I came home for, well, I think I was supposed to come home for fall break, and then you talked me into coming home sooner.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you were sitting there looking at cats with Andrea.
Yeah.
And were you part of Tri-Delta at this point?
I was. I had just gotten into the house, so.
Okay. And so, but you weren't living in the house because you had an apartment.
No, I was living
there.
In the apartments. Yeah.
And I remember
you have to wait a little while before you can move in most of the time. I mean, the house was full at that time, so.
Oh, well, I remember you said you either called or IM'd with your mother, like, as we were talking.
Pretty quick, yeah.
So.
And then at that time I was a pre-med major.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
God, what was I thinking? But I was pre-med at the time, and so we were talking. I mean, you and I talked a lot after that. I mean, mm-hmm. I recall there was one night where we were on the phone for like 4 or 5 hours at night,
mm-hmm.
and I did not study for a test that night.
I think we were up till 2.
It was later.
Or 2 or 3.
Yeah,
it was nothing.
It was really late, just talking. But then I came back to Kansas, and at the time I didn't really have a place to go, and so I was going to stay with some friends, and then I ended up staying with you on our first date, and and your mom told me that she kept telling me, you're going too fast. Ethan, slow down.
Well, yeah, mother said I was going too fast. I was going to scare this girl off. And
yeah.
And at least from my point of view, I was like, you know, I'm just going to do whatever feels right.
Yeah.
And that's what I did. I figured if I was going too fast, you'd say something.
Oh yeah, I would have.
And so for me, it was just, I just was just doing whatever, what felt comfortable. And that's what I did. So.
And then I stayed with you, and then we had Halloween together, and then Thanksgiving.
And my sister, and I think, did you meet Ellie at that point?
Was Ellie I met Ellie for Halloween.
Yeah.
I really liked Ellie.
Yeah.
I was terrified.
Ellie was very standoffish though with you. So,
sure. I mean
we'll talk about that in another show, I think. But,
but she was at first, but I liked her.
Mm-hmm.
I met your brother and sister-in-law,
mm-hmm.
Eric and Eunice. And so I was kind of thrown into your family pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember you saying, well, if the dog's you're in.
And this was, yeah, it's like the ultimate test is if the animals like you. And I think I was showering or something, and you were out sitting in the living room with my mother, and Diego started doing his macho routine, and you flipped him up. You just, without skipping a beat, flipped him over on his back.
Yeah.
And just held him down. And it was, and mother said to me that was the time she knew that you were the one for me. Cause you just were like, bunk, done.
Well, he bit me, and so you told me that if he got bitey to just do that, and so I did it. I mean, it wasn't even a question. That's how you trained him, and now I understand more as a psychologist why I followed through with that, but I mean, it's what you instructed me to do if he got bitey, and sometimes he does, and he's been a lot better, though, since not having other dogs around.
But, yeah.
And so, then what? Thanksgiving with your family?
Yeah, at Thanksgiving... Thanksgiving with family, and
we spent the whole week together.
Yeah, that seemed to go well.
It went really well. And then I told you I was going out to see my family for Christmas, and you asked if you could come with me.
And I said, hey, can I come with you? And apparently that blew your mind.
It did blow my mind, and I didn't think you would end up coming because of what had happened a couple Christmases before. And so I was kind of stressed out about that. And then, I mean, the whole time you're encouraging me and telling me that you're going to be there. And then, and then when the big day came to drive, you're right there in the front seat with me. So,
yeah. And that, I think, will be where we will kick off on the next episode.
Oh, my goodness. How long have we been talking?
We have been talking for 45 minutes.
Holy moly. Yeah.
So thank you for joining us for our first episode of Just Be.
And we'll talk about the Christmas trip.
Yeah. Next time, we'll talk about our Christmas trip out and go from there.
And then I'll cry. I'll probably be crying that
episode. Yeah, there will be crying. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll hurl. Well, we're going to hope you don't hurl.
I hope you don't throw up.
Yeah, that would be awkward. Maybe one of our cats will hurl.
They usually do. But thank you for joining us.
Thank you for joining us for our first episode. Give us a chance for a second episode. Send us some feedback on the website as soon as this gets up. So thank you very much.